after the small cases, Maori Gute, made him die. Or is Tribulan Gimora not yet?
Yes, we learn it now. Turn around, I'm going to make it. Did you learn it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
No, but
it's not. Pablo, let's go over the Gemara first and then the thesis. Turn around. Turn around in the morning with Paisley. Yes. Keep it down lock. Keep it down lock. Alright. Yes?
Yeah. So the Rashi says the Rashi must need to flee. For if you show some example, I'll lose the money. So that's how you remember. The Rashi says, every morning, but how long is the morning?
Yeah.
First of all, brother, and the Tamara shall pass you also, or pass you either.
So that's why they are in the morning.
Yeah.
By Shavuot means the Mokamacha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Elder Meir.
Elder Meir, my Tamara, why should they believe that there is this form of pass you also? So the vision of Suda Eda,
Mal the group and you call a million by it.
Mal the group and you call a million by it.
Now what does that mean? Vishnu is Sula Eda.
Therefore it is small that they're not Sula Eda because Mal would have been with a chef, with a chef.
So there is a riot at what?
There's a caution that they weren't
seen them once.
Yeah.
That they were caution.
And Ktaniname?
Ktaniname is one of the ones for Zonka. For Zonka,
what does that mean? Is that a different term than then Malvi Gufi, or is the same time as Malvi Gufi? Pablo? Is it a different time than Malvi Gufi made a diet, or it's something else?
It's much like something else.
What?
It's much like something else, because...
Well, I mean, there are two Lashinis and Thesis on that, isn't there? So, one Lashin is... The time of the Rishloki is Guve is because of Malvi Meirai.
Yeah.
But another Roshan is, just a Roche, and you're eating Chis from the Ashtar, and Kinasa Begot. And Kinasa Begot. Now what is that, what does that Chazok imply? If we say, is the same that Rishloki is a Roche, of Chazok and Chisma Shtaratz and God is based upon the Umdene of Malvi Gufi Kormi Yadayik, all right, so I understand what it is. But if it is something different, as one Loshin Teja says, so it's not based upon Malvi Gufi Kormi Yadayik. So what is the Aroche? What is the Aroche?
It would be based on the Chazok.
What? So what? So what is this? So it's a special chazoke. What's the chazoke that what?
The children have nothing to do with shtoros.
That's right. The ktanim do not chas meishtar. Apart from the interest of the Malvi. Gabe, psulim, what does psulim mean? Psulim means kreis. So they are, if not for the fact that the Malvi himself wouldn't do something that might be prejudicial to his own interest, so then we wouldn't have a chazok. But we have a ktanim, so in a chname, the time of Malvi Gufi Meirai Daye could apply to ktanim also. But we don't even have to resort to the Chazoke of Malve Gufe Meirin Daik, without the Malve's concern in the matter. Ktanim, I mean, it has nothing to do with the stories. Ktanim do not chas mishta. That's the Derech Hayro, you see. But in the name of the time of Malve Gufe Meirin Daik, in Shayach, but Tanim also. But Gabi Krivim, Gabi Psuim, so only did Meirin Daik. And here we don't even have to resort to Meirin Daik, according to Moshe Davis. So there is just the Chazoke that they need in Chesnu Ashtar and Kinasim God. Without the Malves concern in the matter. Whereas the Gabi Krivim, so the Chazoke emanates from the fact that the Malve wouldn't allow it. But the Gabi Ktanim, even without the Malves concern, Ktanim do not chas man shtoris. And according to the other Washington Tesfes, so Chishlokish's din is based upon the halacha of Malve Gufe Meirin Daik. Alright. Alright, go ahead, no?
So that would be alright with the
two
ends of the
Tanimo. Anusimo,
you know, my
Tanimo. My Tanimo.
So,
yeah. And things like they knew, things like they didn't even make machia. So then it's a fresh also a fresh eat here. Why does Rav Meir say that they are not human? Yeah.
So
Rav Meir?
In other words, therefore, if they did, they decided that even machos the poshes, they considered the shalom, they would be considered shalom for Rav Meir. Therefore, it would be the same day as Machos Mamon, but they don't want to face Machos Mamon. Yeah, very well.
Alright, go ahead, no?
On the Roma, Ashta, he wants to become a Lube. Does that mean that according to Mayor, it would come to our staff, I mean, who? Zidu Fosma, Ashta, how to be? He wants to become a Lube, I mean, who?
Some words, what does Rabbi say? That it's not your Igor Yaviram Simashek. Caprice said that according to Rabbi Meir, it's your Igor Yaviram Simashek. And the Rabbi says, no, it's not your Igor Yaviram Simashek. I'll even call it to Rabbi. Alright, now, so, yes.
What is the avenue for the Lord to say that it should be according to Pizza that the heir of Rabbi Al Yavor?
Yeah.
What is the avenue anymore? How can you make a statement like that?
Well, so, the Rishani mentions in Rubetzes that there is a medrash which Rav Meir says that Tangezel is Yoy Goyala, just like Tanshukh's daughter. Of course, we don't pass like that, but Rav Meir says it, that Tangezel is Yoy Goyala. Tangezel is Yoy Goyala. So, but Rav Meir doesn't say it in regard to the Shekhar, he only says it in regard to Gezel. In regard to Gezel. Now, so Rav Chisde held that just as Angezel according to Rav Meir is Yoy Goyaveh, so Meir Ach Mesheke also. So Rabbi says no, Gezel yes, because Gezel is like Shechazonim. But Chsim Hasheke not. Well, I mean, this is one pshat, you see. Of course, there are other pshat. Now, and this pshat is a very good pshat, because Rav Meir does say that on Gezel is Yor Yaveh. Now, so it wouldn't be difficult to assume that just as on Gezel is going to Rav Meir Yor Yaveh. So Chsim Hasheke no to Yor Yaveh. Oh, Yor Yaveh. Now, but what I would like to know, now, if Rashi Shita now, if he's the hell that I'm Gezel is Yor Yaveh. Alright. So, and Rashi obviously knows like that, because Rashi says, Hilkach, Ki omru anama anusim oyinu machu zifoshes mashvi nafshayi rishoy. Now there is another pshat in Rishayim. There is a Pshat tradition who say that even Rav Chisda agreed that there is no Yod or Yavir and Chisda Sheker. Even Rav Chisda Meir. True, Rav Meir says Yod or Yavir and Gezel, but Gezel is one thing and Chisda Sheker is another thing. But Rav Chisda held that according to Rav Meir, so if they say Anusim Olin Machmas Nefoshes, so it's in the Mishmach, that's Moch Roshe. True, they're not Mechuyev to the Mishmach Nefesh themselves. And if they come to Bezden, if they come to Bezden, it's Kashayle, so Bezden will tell them, well, you don't have to be Mishmach Nefesh yourself. But in Midas Chassidus there is. In Midas Chassidus there is. And if there is in Midas Chassidus, so it's already, we can already say, in the Mishmach Nefesh. So then, Rabbi says, So there are two pshat in the Rishenim, according to this pshat. In other words, there are Rishenim who say that according to Rav Chisda, so it's al pidin yod or yavir achsim hasheker. There are other Rishenim who say that even according to Rav Chisda, there is no chiyuv of yod or yavir al hasheker. But those Rishenim who say that al pidin yod or yavir achsim hasheker, it's only with the chassidus, so are divided as to the refutation by Rav. How does Rav refute Rav Chisda? So some Rishonim say, Rav agrees with Rav Chisda that the Midas Chassidus there is to be Mesa Nefesh and Ani Yeshem. The Midas Chassidus there is. But whereas Rav Chisda held, that wherever there is a Midas Chassidus to do something, so if someone confesses that he did not comply with Midas Chassidus, we apply the principle of an Yod Meisim Atzmei Roshe. So Rove says, when can we apply the principle of an Yod Meisim Roshe if someone confesses to something that is really sinful? So we say, an Yod Meisim Atzmei Roshe. But when someone confesses as to his neglect of Midas Chassidus, then we don't say an Yod Meisim Atzmei Roshe. Yod Meisim Roshe. So that's one pshat. Then there is a pshat by Rishenim that in Ochanan, that if there is a Midas Chassidus, so we apply the principle of Midas Roshe even when someone confesses he was Zavir and Midas Chassidus. But the machlekes between Rav Chisda and Rav is in this. Where is Rav Chisda holds that according to Rav Meir, so there is a Midas Chassidus and the sheker to be oregal yaveir. We apply the principle of an Midas Roshe. So Rove says, there is no Midas Chassidus. There is no Midas Chassidus. There is no Midas Chassidus. But if there had been a Midas Chassidus, so would apply the deen of an Midas Roshe. In other words, so the Rishenim would say that Rav Chisda's explanation is based upon the proposition that there is a Midas Chassidus, are divided as to what is the interpretation of Rove's refutation of Rav Chisda. So some say that Rove's refutation is based upon the proposition that true there is a Midas Chassidus, but that we do not apply the principle of Midas Chassidus to a Midas Chassidus, and some say there is no Midas Chassidus, there is not even a Midas Chassidus. You see? So in other words, we have three pshat in the shape. One pshat is that Rav Chisda held, alluded to the Rav Meir, that it's Yod while Yavir Mamish. It's Yod while Yavir Mamish. So Meile, we apply the principle of Nehemi Sashmirosh. So Rav says, there is no din of Yod while Yavir Mamish. Then there is another pshat in the shape, that Rav Chisda also agreed that there is no Yichiyub of Yod or Yavir. But Rav Chisda held, there is a Midas Chassidus of Yod or Yavir, and Memele, we apply the principle of anyways, Ma'asmi Roshe, as to anyone who confesses that he neglected a Midas Chassidus. So Rove says, no, true there is a Midas Chassidus. But we do not apply the principle in Asme Roshe as to a confession of a violation of a Midas Chassidus. And then there is a third pshat in Rishenim that Enoch Name Rav Chisde held that there is a Midas Chassides. There is a Midas Chassides. Memele, we apply the principle of Nas Meroshe to a confession of a violation of a Midas Chassides. That's Rav Chisde. But Rove said that there is no Midas at all. Enoch Name, we apply the principle of Nas Meroshe to a confession of a violation of the Midas. But there is no Midas. So we have three pshotim, three different pshotim, you see, three different pshotim in this shot. And two different pshotim as to Rav Chisde, but three different pshotim as to the whole demands. And as to Rav Chisde himself, only two different pshotim. Alright, now, but I don't understand this Gemara, I'll leave it to Rashi. Now we mentioned, I mean, and this is Muchach from Rashi all over. Rashi here, Rashi in Sanhedrin, you see. So it's Mashma from Rashi all over that Enoch Meisas Meroshe is not a pshat, that a people whereby a person makes himself into a Roshe Shechem. That's the pshat of Tesis. But Rashi she thinks like the Rambams in Bo Mitzir. That there is no such aloha that a dibur whereby a person makes himself into a Rosh Hashanah. But what is the aloha? That a person cannot incriminate himself. He's not nemon to incriminate himself. To be mechayev himself, mise, malkes, knas, a moment that a special aloha, that's what the Gemara is doing. And unpackle himself like this. You see, that's the aloha. He's not nemon, lechayev as atzmei, ulpay, ulifzeh as atzmei. That's the aloha of an admias meroshi. But in respect to anything else where there is no chiyuv or psul concerned, so we accept a dibur whereby a person makes himself to a roshi. That's why Gabi Korm, if he says, makes it a yichi. So without the motive of reitlas is tshuva, he doesn't want to be bring chum lazor. So we accept that it's true, you see. We accept. Oh, so Rashi Shite, and we see that Rashi Shite is like that. Whenever Rashi says over here, he cannot passel himself, he cannot be mechayev himself, he cannot incriminate against himself. He's not nemo to do it. But not that a dibo, whereby he makes himself into a Roshi Sheker. There is no such a law. There is no such psychological echoche that a person does not like to confess a sin that he committed. They don't know. Oh. So Bishleime, according to Teisei Shite, that a dibur whereby a person makes himself into a Roshi Sheker, because there is a Mundane, that a person does not like to confess crimes, if it's MS. If it's Sheker, so he can confess. You see. But if it's MS, he does not like to confess crimes. So then we can understand Rav Chisde. Now there was Rav Chisde hell. That it's your igual yavir, it's your igual yavir, and in the shekel. Just as Rav Meir holds the time, yes, it's your igual yavir, so the shekel holds your igual yavir. And if it's your igual yavir, in other words, he committed a sinful act when he was not Meisa Nefesh himself. If he committed a sinful act when he was Meisa Nefesh himself, when he was Meisa Nefesh himself, when he was not Meisa Nefesh himself, so maybe when he confesses, next to that, so he makes himself into a Roshe, because he did something negadadin, negadato. But Rashi's shite is that he knows that Meisa Nefesh Roshe is not the Aloche, that a dibur by you make yourself into a Roshe Ishek. But what's the Aloche? That the person is not nemon to passel himself. So we raise the question, true, a person is not nemon to passel himself as a Roshi. But who is concerned here in our Gemore, where they say Anusim Oyinu Machmas Mome? Where they say Anusim Oyinu Machmas Mome. So we are not concerned whether in the future he will be nemon as an Eid or not. So if he says, so he will not become postulators. Because in the Rosh, but here the question is, we are concerned with the shtar, with the status of the shtar, whether the shtar is a shtar or the shtar is a chas v'barom. Now they even say, they say, what does it mean? They were rishoyim, but they not only say that they are rishoyim, they also say that the shtar was not nasim das hamischayev. Therefore, it's a chaspe bar, and the malve cannot collect with it. It's worthless. It's a worthless piece of paper. So the kasha was, we mentioned that, in connection, that's really Rabbi Kreyas. Rabbi Kreyas kasha. So yes, true that we cannot accept the Haggadah of the Eidim, of Anus Mayinu Machas Momen, Ligabe, their own self-incrimination, Ligabe Paslan them later, because the Adam Koran is Latzme, a person has known the monist against himself, but Ligabe the Shtadi should be Nemon. Ligabe the Shtadi should be Nemon. And after all, it's Hapesh Osa, according to Rashi, the pshat is, inasmuch as the shtar is a shtar sheni mikuyem, so we do not apply the principle of what? Of kibush ha'igid, shemin ha'chezor magid. So they should be nemon b'tir ha'seides, ligabe the shtar. They wouldn't be nemon, of course, ligabe paslet themselves. But ligabe shtar, shenemon. So what could we say? That we tell them nemon. Inasmuch as ligabe paslet themselves, they're not nemon because they know the Mishas Miroshe. So the Gabi passed the Mishtah, they're not nemon either. So Rabbi Kreyas Kashi wrote, but from the Gemore in Yevomes, it's Mashma, that we do say Palgino Nemones. And even Rav Yosef, who doesn't say Palgino Debure, but Palgino Nemones, he does say. So therefore, if God of the Raisi is kosher, let us see show. So then we say, if he says, Orakti, I killed the husband, so it's in your say, Ishte, Leachem. Why? Because then there is no stire. There is no stire. And because even if it is true that he killed the husband, so still he is nemon leivis isho, because Gazan der Eise is kosher leivis isho. But it is obvious that when someone says, I killed the husband, will he be kosher leivis in the future? Of course he will be. Because in other words, Matzmei Roshet. So we do not accept his Haggadah against himself, to pass on himself. So even though we do not accept the Haggadah of Horakti as a husband, Ligabi passing himself, we still accept it. Ligabi the Isha. So we do say Talgin and Monis. So Rabbi Kreyas Kashi was, here too we should say Talgin and Monis. So what was our Teretz? We said like this, there it's Ligabi Mezbairo. So they are all the Pesulim HaKosha, so there is no Din of Vedas, there is no Din of Kabbalah Seydes, because so maybe there is no Din of Kabbalah Seydes, just a Din of Nemones, so we can say Palgin Nemones. But here it's a Din of Vedas, so there is a Loche, Eidim are not Nemon just by themselves, if they don't made with the Bezin, so the Loche Bezin has to be Mikabu Vedas. Bezin can only be Mikabu Vedas if the Vedas can be Miskabu completely, but if the Vedas is to be trusted in relation to one thing and not in relation to another thing. That, so there can't be any Kabbalah. Then we don't require Kabbalah, it's just Nemores. Even Beshuk, they are Nemores. So, but here, it's a din of Kabbalah, Eides, business to be Chikir and Deirish, has to be Kabbalah Eides. So in other words, so when business is Kabbalah Eides, in other words, business establishes that this is something. So this must establish it in regard to everything. So there cannot be Kabbalah Seydes in relation to one thing and not in relation to another thing. Nemones, yes, but in Kabbalah Seydes there cannot be in relation to one thing and not in relation to another thing. So that's why if they say Anusim Ayinu Machas Momein, so the same lady, let's say tomorrow, they'll come and testify. Will Bezdin Mikabel Davis tomorrow? Yes! In spite of the fact that they said, Anusim Ayinu Machas Momein Arayoshoi, because of the Mishas Meroshe. We cannot accept their Haggadah in respect to their own psul. So if it cannot be accepted in respect to everything, In respect to the Om Sukh, so it cannot be accepted in respect to the Shtar itself, even. Or now, so according to Rashi, so the reason as to why we say in the case that even the woman even Ligabi lives less a Shtar, because in as much as they are in the morning, Ligabi lives less Hatzmon, and by this we do not say Pauvionemonas. So the question arises, how will Rashi explain Rafiz? True, Rafiz the hell that I live with the Rav Meir. Just by Gizli's Yoli Vol Yavir, so Baitzim HaShekir, it's also Yoli Vol Yavir. But it couldn't be more humble than I was regularized which was doing, according to Rav Meir. Now the Rambam himself says, that if someone was not missing Nefesh himself far with his regularized which was doing, even for Shmir was doing. So he's not higher than Misa, he's not higher than the Kores. There is not higher than the Shomai. Why? Because two, it's Yom Yavir and the three Averes, but the Nonus is Onus Rachmone Patre. So he's Potter of Onsh, he's Potter of Onsh. So, in the Rambam himself, the Geres Kiddush Hashem says, in regard to one who is not Misa himself, when we say, for Abrizore and Abrizore, even though he did a Shavikidin, but he doesn't become proselytes. Because just as one who is either an Avere, Bishedi does not become proselytes, because he does not have a Shem Roshe, he has only a Shem Chite, so if someone is either an Avere, Bilenes, he does not become a Roshe to be proselytes. So mainly if somebody is either an Abrizore, in order to spare his life, because he's coerced into Abizor under the threat of being killed, so then he shall be kedin, because it's Yom Yaveh, but he doesn't come post-latest. Why? Because he's not a Roshe. All because of the Aloche, or for Luz Nachmane Patre. So Mele, even if you assume that Reb Meir, just as he says, that I'm getting it's Yom Yaveh. So, Chimashekir, it's also Yom Yaveh. So there is no being that Pivach Nefesh is Dechad, he said, of Chimashekir. True! So it's just like Avrizor, like Gilarai, she was doming. But Avrizor, Gilarai, she was doming, would also be kosher ladies. So Bishleim, according to the Shein, say that the Pshatni, Minil Mitzvah, from Roshi is, that the Dibur, by you make yourself into a Roshi, Sheker, so then it doesn't matter whether it becomes kosher ladies or not. So it doesn't make Roshi, after Roshi, Chete, I mean, all right, the Roshi doesn't become, but the Chete, he becomes. So a Dibur, whereby a person makes himself into a Chete, he Sheker. But according to Rashi and the Rambam, so there is no such aloha that a Dibur, whereby you make yourself into a Roshi Sheker. But aloha is, you're not Nemon to passel yourself like this. B'tiras Roshe, Mimele, if Bezdin cannot be Mikabu Deides, Ligabi Paslan himself as a Roshe, so it cannot accept Deides, Ligabi Paslan the Shtar either, because we do not say Baides, Palgir Nemones, so it's only if Bezdin cannot accept it, Ligabi Paslan himself, Deides. So it's, but here in this case, there is no question of Palgir Nemones, because he can't become proselytes anyway. He can't become proselytes anyway. He doesn't become proselytes when he says, "Anusimo yinu machmas nifor." True, it's Yovel Yaveh, but he doesn't become proselytes. So it's not negayap proselytes. If it's not negayap proselytes, so there is no shayle of palgir nemones. It's only negayap with two ashtar. If it had been Nigeya Lipsulaides of the Gavres, of the Edim, then you can say, inasmuch as according to their testimony, they are proselytes. And that we cannot accept. Because in other Meisim, Atzmi Roshe, so we cannot accept the same Agode. Ligabi Paslan the Shtar. But here, even according to their own testimony, they are not proselytes. Because they are not Rishoyim, they are only Chintim. They are Nusim. You see.
Really?
Yes.
How do you know that the Rashi first of all like the Rambam that did not consider Rishoyim to over?
Well, he said, I mean, that that according to Rashi is Mashma Roshi. In other Mitzvahs Meroshi, in Nemon Lifsile Satzme Mecheskose. So he emphasizes Lifsile Satzme. In other words, not that the Dibur were by you make yourself into Roshi.
No, the Rabban.
You mean that
Rambam says it's not a
Rosh.
Maybe the
extra Rosh
knows that
he
is a
Rosh
and it's over.
You mean that, well, the only one who is chelik and Rambam Shit is the Ramach. And I don't think, I mean, that all these Rishenim who say that the Pshat Meir and Ismat's Meroshe, because most Rishenim have the Pshat of the Rambam in the Gemara, not like Jesus. So then you'll be forced to say that all the Rishenim were explained in his Master Rosh, not in the sense that the Dibu or Bali make himself the Rosh Sheker, but that one is not Nemon to pass on himself latest. Maybe if he's not Nemon to pass on himself latest, he's not Nemon, we cannot accept the Hagodah Ligabu pass on the Shtar, because we do not say by Eves Palgino Nemonet. So you'll have to say that they all hold that if there is a din of Yoiv or Yaveh, if there is a din of Yoiv or Yaveh, so he does not have a din of Onus. The Ramach holds like that. He's not Onus. Onus is if he couldn't help it. But here the Torah tells him, you have to give away your life. He could help it. He had prayer Chofshi. It's difficult. Of course it's difficult to give away, to give up one's life. But it's still possible. So merely he's not an Onus. That's the Ramach Shite. But the Rambam himself agrees with the Rambam that he is an Onus. Rambam himself, you see. By the three Averes, if he was not misanefesh himself, so he's Potter Avonish.
Yes. If a person is over with Farhesia, instead of Tanziva, one of these three Averes, and not considered a Rosh by anyone except the Ramah.
Yes.
That's so?
What is it?
If a person is over one of these three Averes with Farhesia,
yes,
and he's not considered a Rosh by anyone except the Ramah.
What do you see the Farhes here?
Well, because that's the business what we're speaking about?
No. That's now all Averas, there is a din of Messias Nefesh. Here we're talking because even Bitzine, because I live in the Rav Meir, so it's your way Averas and Hashem. Yes.
Please, you can repeat the question. I fail to see why it's a question only according to Rashi and Ramban.
According to Tesis, there is no Shin, there is no Kash. So Rav Chisda held that I live in the Rav Meir, there is a din of your way Averas. In other words, so if even Manat Messias Nefesh themselves, in order to avoid the aver of Sime Shekeya, so they have an aver. So we apply the principle that it has to be Roshi. Because the people, no, it doesn't mean that to be showing in the sense that it should be possible like this. In other words, it's an aver, he's a chayte. Don't call him Roshi, call him chayte. A people whereby a person makes himself into a chayte, he's Shekeya. But according to Rashi, there is no such thing. A Dibur Rabbah, you make yourself into a Rosh Hashanah. You see? You see? So, now, Rashi says here, we pointed out, Machmas Nefoshes, Shoma Balashtar Azel Lo Ordeinu, V'yodom Chozaku. V'yodom Chozaku. So we said, what does Rashi mean by Yodom Chozaku? Because, let's say if the Baal Ashtar is a weakling, so that the Eidim, I mean, could push him down on the floor with one hand, so then there wouldn't be any Bikuach Nefesh. There wouldn't be any Bikuach Nefesh. But if he's an Odom Chozo, so then there is a Chash of Bikuach Nefesh. But even by Odom Chozo, is the fact that he's going to kill him in Radai, even if he threatens him. We're not dealing here with a tyrant, a Malchus, an Anos, a Melech Haku, I mean, who certainly is going to do it. You're dealing here with a private individual, but he threatens him, he'll kill him. So is it a certainty? Is it a valid?
No.
No. But then it's a shock. Maybe you'll do it. Maybe not. If he's not an Adam Chozok, so it's not even...
Shayach.
It's not even Shayach. If he's a weakling, so it's not even Chosha Fukachnech. But if he's an Adam Chozok, he can do it. He can do it if he perseveres in his decision. He can do it. He can kill him. But it doesn't mean that he is going to do it. Now, the shita of the Balamoyer in Sanhedrin is that even when Avrizor and Gilah Arayis, where it's Yoreg Lo Yaveh, so it's only Yoreg Lo Yaveh if it's Mischav Lo Avireh. But if it's not Mischav Lo Avireh, then it's not Yoreg Lo Yaveh. It's not Yoreg Lo Yaveh. What is the moke of the Balamoyer is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, one second. But more than the cash. So why didn't she have to be Miss Nefesh herself? So Omar Abai is the Kakleilam Moisom. Rom Omar Hanoesach Moshan. In other words, when do we say that by the Pharisee? So there is a din of Yoy Aveir by Shor Aveires. That's only Mischam Laveir. But there, Hashverish was Mischam Hanoesach. The Ritainoch, because if you're not going to make a distinction between Hanosatzmon and Mischam Lavirei, Hanekvake v'dimunike, Heiche Yavino. So what is Kvake v'dimunike? That means the Parsi, you know, they worship the fire. So they had a certain day on which no one was allowed to use any fire, except in their churches. In the churches of the fire. So they used to take away all the fires, all the wood and all the fires from the private homes into their churches, the base of this chodim. So, and the Jews gave it to them. And they knew that it's going to be used in what? In our resort. So how are we allowed to do it? The answer is, they were not trying to convert Jews. They wanted to practice their own religion. So that's for Anos Atzmon. This is Anos Atzmon. So there is no deen of Miseras Nefesh. So the Balamoya says, so it's a riot from this Gemore. That even by Avilizore, when is there a deen of Miseras Nefesh? Only if it's Mischam Lavirei. But if it's Mischam Lavirei Satzme, there is no deen of Yoyoyav. The Ramban is Chilek on that shit. He says, by Avilizore, it's always Yoyoyav, or even Mischam Lavirei Satzme. And there is no riot from Kvake Dominike, because there, the Jews were not forced to worship the fire. The Jews were only forced to give way. All the wood and all the candles and everything. Everything that is used in making a fire, you see. So it was only a Nian of Rifneiva. True, Ebeneach is Muzer Alav Rizor. So it was only a Nian of Rifneiva. Rifneiva is not a Nisar Rizor, that's a Nisar Ploni. In other words, when someone, let's say, supplies Avrizor material to an Akko, so what kind of an Isar is Eivir? He isn't Eivir the Isar of Alizor, he is Eivir. The Isar of Neivir is Sidon. Mirso, he's Eivir the Eivir Aveir. So that shows for him, that's not Alizor. So even though the Neivir is in connection with Alizor, but insofar as the Israel is concerned, the one who supplies the material for the Alizor, as to him, it's not an Isar of Alizor, it's an Isar of Neivir, so it's not. It's not Mohammed Echil Shabbos or Nevelis Atreves. So there is no deal of Yoreg Yaveh. Only if it's mischalei. Ravili not in front of us, husband. Now, what's the really the shite? I'm so well, 1 second. So Valmoya is really pele. I mean, how can he bring mention a riot? There the Jews want were forced to behave in Nisan Halizore. So it's mashma, you see, because the many regime hold that not only Ablizor is Yor Yaveh, but even Abizrael Ablizor is also Yor Yaveh. And so the Ramban can agree with the Shite, but with Niva is not even Abizrael Ablizor, that's an Issa quality. But the Ramoya holds that there is a special Issa, not only with Niva is in Yershul, there is a special Issa of being gearing to someone to be either Ablizor. In other words, let's say if someone is gearing to another, in Yisachil Shabbos, let's say if I am an accomplice, it's somebody else's Chil Shabbos. So I'm not either an Aver of Chil Shabbos. I'm neither an Aver of Nevela. Whether I'm an accomplice in somebody's Chil Shabbos or in somebody's Achilles Neveles or in somebody's any other Yisra or Shabbos or whatever Yisra it is, it's the same Aver insofar as I'm concerned. In other words, I'm not allowed to be Yisayeya in the Aver. But the Gabi Abu Dizore, so there is an Isser of the Yishoma Opicho. What is the Yishoma Opicho? In other words, if I am gearing that an Akum should be Mikabu all of Abu Dizore Baraha. So I may be at the Yishoma Opicho. So the Rambakshit is, when is one able to Yishoma Opicho only if he's gearing that somebody else should be Mikabu all of Baraha? But if I am gearing that somebody else, so let's say should be with Abrizore, not through Kabbalah Salah, but Abrizore, let's say through Ishtachboye, or I mean through the Derech Havidoso, I'm not able to Yishama Opicho. And the Balamoya apparently, he holds that not only is one able to Yishama Opicho when he's gearing, when he causes somebody else to be Kabbalah of Abrizore Salah, but if he causes, he is gearing that somebody else should be in the Abrizore, so he's also even an Isser of the Yishoma al Picho. But of course, that's not an Isser of Abrizore itself. There is no Chiyuv Misser, Chiyuv Kores, for one who is even the Yishoma al Picho. But Abizrael the Abrizore, it is. Mimele, so there should be Yoreg or Yavir. So why does the Gemara say that Mishmanoe Satzmon it was Mutea? So because even Babrizore, we do not say Yoribo Yavir if it's Mishavim Lanoas Atme, only when it is Mishavim Lavir. Alright, so then and by Arayas also the same thing. By Arayas also the same thing, the Balamoya says. But by Shvichos Domim not, because Shvichos Domim is Yisrore, my Chodis. So it doesn't make any difference whether it's Mishrav La'Virei or Mishravei Manoes Atzmei. So the Mirin Sanhedrin as the Kashe, now why do we say, how can, and the Miri agrees with the Shittes Balamoya. So then he himself has the Kashe, and that is the that Kashe is raised by the Ramban in Mohammed, again the Balamoya. The Kashe is, if by Ablizor and Gilarais, we also say that there is no din of Yoy Lo Yave, if it's Mishav Lano Satzme, only when it's Mishav Lavire, so why does the Gemara say, Maise Bodomecho, Tsenosaneino, Bi Shachas, the Omu Orefi Menu Refuah Chitivoylei, so Omu Chachomim Yomu Sviyal Chitivoylei. So one Mandoma says that it is Ligabe, it was an Ishish, and one says it's Gabe Pnuyo. So the Gemara says, Bishle in the Mandoma who says it's Ishishisha, because it's Yogu Yavu. But Mandoma Pnuyo, it's not Arayes, so it's Yoravires. Why Yomu? So the Gemara says, Kidei Shaloi Nes Yisroel puts it Barayes. If this is all have care, so it's a special takone. And yes, Kerat Chachomim, Akadom Natir, Mishem Al Taisi, here it's a Shev, Mishem Al Taisi. So from the Gemara it's mashma that only, when do we have to resort to the special takone of Lehid Nes Yisroel Putzes Barayes, or Lehid Nes Yisroel have care, only according to Mandoma that New York is on. But the college man don't have this shisha is also, we do not have to resort to the takone of the Yednis Yisroel, Putz Barayas with Yisroel, Hefkia. So then it's on the basis of the halacha of Yoel Yaver. But according to the Balamoya, that even by Arayas, if it's Mishavla Noes Atzmei, we do not say Yoel Yaver, and there it was Mishavla Noes Atzmei, it wasn't Mishavei Lagvirei. So why does the Gemara say that according to the Tifesh Shisho is so we don't even have to resort to the special takone of Lehibnis Yisroel Putz Barayas, that on the basis of the halacha of Yoel Yaver, So on the basis of the Yisra Arayas, it's Yoel Yaver. No, but it was Mishavna no Esatme. So the Miri answers, that is one of the Arayas of the Rambam, against the Shita of the Balamoya. And so the Miri agrees with the Balamoya. So how does he dispose of this difficulty? So he says, there it wasn't certain that he will die. Even if the Rifim said, well, the Rifim can make a mistake too. See, the Rifim said, Eimer Rifuo, actually royally. So the Rifim can make a mistake too. So if it hadn't been Arayas, if it had been other Yisurim, so even though it's not certain, but the Pikuach Nefesh is there. Even Sofit Pikuach Nefesh is there. But here, by Arayas, so if it is Vadai, and it's Mishavna Noes Atzmei, so then Yochanan. But it's not Vadai, the Rifim said,
In any case, we always...
Yeah, because Sofik is also enough to be Deche. Yes. But Arayas, Sofik is not enough to be Deche. Now, what's the Pshat in the Miri? Now, the Pshat in the Miri is very simple. Two questions have to be considered. First of all, the halacha that Pikuach Nefesh is Deche Kol HaTeir Kuleh. This halacha that Pikuach Nefesh is Deche Kol HaTeir Kuleh stems from the posik of the Chayba and the Loishi Yomish. That's one halacha. Then there is another halacha of Vulanar Lesasidovo. Ki kasher yokum mishal rei uritzoche kin hadavar hazeh. And I mentioned at the beginning of Ksuves that the Zasakosif kasher yokum mishal rei uritzoche kin hadavar hazeh implies not only that he's potter of Oishi, but that she's not in Mechetas. So he's not in Eivar Aveiro. It's no Aveiro at all. She's not a Chetas. Shegei is a Chetas. He's potter of Mise Shege, he's potter of Baltius, of Kores Shege, but the Korban Meshege is Chayek, so he is a Chayek, but Onus is not even considered a Chayek. Now, that's even considered a Chayek. So I said that is only, beginning of Xuvis, so I said that is only if he's an Onus Gombo of my Havel Mevat, then it's a Havkoye of the Shem Chayek. But this kind of onus, let's say, well, it's not the result of Arayish of Hizdomi, where the person is mechuyev to be Nitzan Nefesh, but he's not Nitzan Nefesh himself, so then he's mechuyev to be Nitzan Nefesh himself, so he's not an onus gomor. How can we say onus gomor? Onus gomor is if we say, my havel meva. But here he's not an onus gomor, so it's only a din onus, but he's not an onus gomor. So a dinonus is only a ptur of onshin, but a chete is. That I said in connection with the Rambam shita. But the Balamoya shita is different. The Balamoya shita is either he has a dinonus, so then he's an onus gamor and he's not even a chete. Or he has no dinonus. If there is a loche that whenever a person does, because he is forced under the threat of death, so he has a dinonus, so he's an onus gomor also. And if he's an onus gomor, so the zasakosu of kashayoku misha urei utzochik na dover hazeh implies that he does not even have it in chete. So that in itself should give him a heter to behave with the avere. Why? Because he's not even chete. Kashayoku misha urei, in other words, it's no avere. That onus gomor is not even avere. Is not even aware. Oh, so Memele, when the Balamoya started with Balamoya holds, there is no distinction between Avrizoi Gilarayish Vizdomim on one hand and no other Averis on the other. Insofar as the Aloch of the Chayvayem Vizhiyom Uzbem is concerned, so that does not apply to Avrizoi Gilarayish Vizdomim. It does not apply. Why doesn't it apply Abri Zore? The din of Chayvel Shem Zben doesn't apply to Abri Zore because of the whole Nafshecho. And Shechus Domim doesn't apply. Why? Because my Chodis. And Dilarayas does not apply because of the Hekesh. So, in other words, Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche Ola Abri Zore Shevateiro. But not the Averes, Gilarayas, Abri Zore, Gilarayas, Shechus Domim. That Pikuach Nefesh is not Deich. But, he says, where he's forced by an Akum and Amos to be with Abri Zore. So then, too, there is no heter of Pikuach Nefesh Deich. But there is a loche of Onus Rachmo Le Patre, of Kashi Yoku Mishal Reyu, Tzoche Kinadom Haze, that an Onus is not considered in Mechete. So, if he is forced, so then he's an Onus. So not mitzad ha-aloche of Pikuach Nefesh, but mitzad ha-aloche of Onus. So he's muta to be with the Yisra of Haveri Zore, not because of Pikuach Nefesh. So, what is Nachkemine? Nachkemine is, if it is mitzad onus, so when does he have a din of onus? If it's vada. In other words, if it is certain, the question is whether he'll remain alive or he'll leave a davir. So then we say, if it's vada, that he'll have to lose his life, so then he's considered as nonus gomor. But if it's sofik, so then it doesn't tell any of us. But by other Averes, even though it's a Sophic, so there is a locha of a Chayda of Yomuz Ben, so because Nevesh is Deiche, but regarding a locha of Onus, so only Vadai. The din that Sophic is just like Vadai, that's only regarding the din of the Chayda of Yomuz Ben, that because Nevesh is Deiche. So not only Vadai, because Nevesh is Deiche. Even Sophic, not only Sophic, even Mechshosh and Mechayke of because Nevesh.
Why does Kenneth Dover don't live like a
Raya? What is that?
So the
Rambam
thing that the people of
Kenan Dover
only applies to
the Gavay. The Gavay, that Rosh only implies that the Pekuach is not Deicha Disarayas. But the Aloche of Onus applies to Arayas also. We see that according to the Rambam, if he was not Mesa Nefesh himself on Arayas, so he's Potter of Onshi. But the Rambam holds, Onus is only Ptur of Onshi, but it's not a Heter to do the Avere. But the Rambam holds that Onus is also a heter to do the Avere. So when can it be considered as an Onus? Only if it's a Vada. But if it's a Sophic, so look at all this. This is what the Mir means. There, 1 second, let me know. There is not a Vada, even though the Reif himself. But even before, so it's only a Sophic. So we got to be sure Avere, if the Reif says you have to be Michal Shabbos. So even though it's not a Vada, but the possibility there is that the Reif is right. So Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche. But Pikuach Nefesh is not Deiche the Yisra Abri Zore or the Yisra Arayas. So there it is only because the Din Onus is Deiche. When is the Din Onus Deiche? After when it's Vadai. But when it's Sofik, so it's not Deiche. So Memele he says, Gabi, Misha Nosa Neino Bi Shachas V'chol Ov Not Olomus Omur Arif Im Eino Rifuo Eino Rifuo. So that's not a Vadai, it's only Sofik. As a matter of fact, the Medrash tells the story of someone that Nosa Neino Bi Isho, and he has the Chachomim Nosen Ben Tzusise was his name. So he has the Chachomim the Shailes, so the Chachomim Zokt Yo, the Chachomim answered Yomus Valti Boilei. So the Medrash tells the story that he recovered, I mean he was not a Yehuda Avere, and then he didn't die. In other words, so even though the Rebbeim say that Yom HaSavtei Boilei, it's only Sofik, but it's not Ivadai. So Gabi Adar Averes, Latzichel Shabbos, only Veles, so Sofik is also Deiche. But Arayas, so Pikuach Nefesh is not Deiche, or even according to Balamoyer, Pikuach Nefesh is not Deiche. It's only the Dinonus that is Deiche. So when is the Dinonus Deiche? Only when it's a Vadai, but not the Sofik. So Memele, there is no Kashi against Rashi. There is no Kashi against Rashi. Because Rashi, Eimach Namer Rashi, Rashi holds the Pshatim. That Rashi holds that the Pshat in the Nisas Merosh is not that illegal whereby you make yourself into a Rosh Hashanah. But the Pshat in the Nisas Merosh is that he's not going to puzzle himself like this. So the question arose, So what the pshat in Rafriz, the Jur and Rafriz, the hell? The Tavu Miramea, there is a thing of Yorgo Yahweh, so it's like Avrizore, but it's not Mohammed Avrizore. But Avrizore itself, the Rambam says that if he was not Misa Nefesh himself, so he's not Posleides, because he's an onus. So he's an onus. So here too he's not Posleides, and if he's not Posleides, so the whole Agoda is not Nigeal in Psuleides. So it's only Nigeal in Psul Shtar. So if it's only Nigeal in Psul Shtar, and there is no Aloch Edibur Abba, you make yourself into Rosh Hashakeah. So let them be Nemo when they say, Anusim Ayinu Machmas Mamein, the answer is, here we cannot apply the Din of Onus. Why not? Because insofar as the Din of Pukach Nefesh is concerned, so the Meir holds Pukach Nefesh, just as Pukach Nefesh is not Eche Disagesel, so Pukach Nefesh is not Eche. The Yisya of Simash Lishekia. But then, Mitzad Onus, so when can he have a Din of Onus only when it's a Vadai? But here, even if it's an Odom Chozok, if he's not an Odom Chozok, so then there is no possibility that he'll kill him. If he's not a Mechozok, he's capable of doing it, so then there is a chash. But maybe. But in Vadai, it isn't. Maybe he's just threatening him. He will just wants to intimidate him into signing it L'Shekia. But he's not going to do it anyway. So obviously he isn't. But and insofar as Pukach Nefesh, so even Mechoshel Pukach Nefesh is the Ichhe. So Rav Chisda held that according to Rav Meir, the Pukach Nefesh is not the Ichhe of the Shekia. So then Rabbi comes and says, no, that's the Shekia, so the Aloch of Pukach Nefesh applies to the Shekia. So even though it's only a possibility that they'll do it, so it's already the Ichhe, so he doesn't become proselytes. Alright, now the Rashi.
I don't understand what the question of the initial drawing, the hekesh between
Arayas and Ritziche. So, in one respect, Arayas is Hukash Ritziche, just as by Ritziche is Yoreh Vayaveh. So by Arayas it's also Yoreh Vayaveh. And then, in another respect, there is a hekesh that so Shvichus Domim is Hukash Ta'arayas. Just as by Arayas, the Redif is Nibbalach Harevo, is Nitro Atzilu B'Nafshei, because the Torah says, Ve'in lo Mashiach, ho yesh lo Mashiach, ho B'Nafshei shel Redif. So, Gaber Yitzichel, there is also a din, that the Redif, Achachaveir Lehorgei, so there is a chiyuf to be Matzor Yisrael B'Nafshei. Alright, the Rashi. Only money with Tosla. Torah Rabbanan. Haration must listen to it. So then Rashi was bothered by a certain kashe. So Psuleidis, so you know, is also Mashi Mashai Rishoi. So what does Rashi say? Psuleidis the Kamre, Hanetayne.
So Rashi says, because
if they would say we are still Avarim, so then they would pass for themselves latest. In the future ladies. So maybe we would say in Roy Pogin and Mones, so they wouldn't be able, even the Gabi pass on the staff.
How would they pass themselves for all future ladies? They say they're Avarim now.
If they say that they are still Avarim.
So when they become a Mishikorim, they'll be kosher.
But if they say that we are still Avarim, so it's who when they become Mishikorim. But At the present they are Avonim, so they passel themselves latest, and they are not Nemun to passel themselves. You see? So Mela, they should not be Nemun, they gotta passel in the Shtar either. Because Gabriides, we do not say Pelgin in the Mones, according to Rashi. Yeah. Bishlo to Eides, no?
Bishlo to Eides, so time.
Now what's the pshat now? Now the Meir says that even by each and every Yitzimok Macher, and they say Psoeides Oyinu, so they are not Nemun. They're not Nemun. Why not? So the Gemara says that we can understand. Why? Because Malve Midik Daik. So how does Rashi explain it? What does it mean? What does it mean?
It says,
but there is a Peshiosa. Why are the Rabbonim Chirik? Rabbonim the Tegmim, that's why. What?
They consider
the Pesh Yosa is a stronger sword. You mean that the Midye is stronger than this Chazoke?
Yeah.
That the Midye is stronger than this Chazoke. Well, that is all right according to Tesis Pshat, about the Tesim Gala. Choche Mashmed, the Amun Midye, the Chazoke, the Rabbonim, and Midye. But that could only accord with Tesis Shite. That the reason is why in the Reishe, in the Mishneh, so the anemonium is because of Midian. But we saw that according to Rashi, the reason why the anemonium is not because of Midian. Not because of Midian, because by Edin there is no Midian according to Rashi. And not only Midian de Boyetoyim doesn't apply to Edin, but even Midian de Boyeshoshik doesn't apply to Edin either. Tesis has one notion that Midian de Boyetoyim doesn't apply to Edin, but Midian de Boyeshoshik here does apply. Rashi agrees with the Ramban Shite that no Midian applies there. Eidim can only be Nemo with Teras Eides. They cannot be Nemo with Teras any other bill. Only with Teras Eides. So Rashi could not say that the reason is why in the ratio of the Mishneh they are Nemo by Inksarinitz and Rachel is because of Midian. So how do we say according to Rashi why in the ratio of the Mishneh they are Nemo? Is because inasmuch as the Shtar is not Mikoyim, it's not to the Acher, so it's not Nechkar Reduce as yet, so maybe it's not Nechkar Reduce, so it can be a Chizor Magad, according to Rashi, the Chizor Magad is, that means that we are mining the second Agode completely. We are mining some of the authorities to come in and then the door goes. So we are mining the second Agode completely. We are man in the second Agode complete. So the question is, so what is the Pshat of Rameya? What does Rameya say? If it is mitam higer, all right, so then we can say, so the Rameya says that the Migeh is in conflict with the Wundre, and the Rabbanan say that even though the Migeh is in conflict with the Wundre, so the Migeh still prevails. But according to Rashi, we cannot say this pshat. Because according to Rashi, there is no Midah by Eidim. Not even Midah by Boi Shosik. And the reason is why in the Rashi of the Mishnah or the Monim is because it can be a Chesar Magid. It's not Nechka Reduce as yet. It can be a Chesar Magid. So what's the pshat for Rashi? And then, how will Tesis explain it? Now we have two Tesis. One Tesis, there are two Shittas for this. One Roshim in Tesis is that the reason is why in the Reishah the Anemonim is because of Migeh. Because of Migeh the Boi Shosi. And other Roshim in Tesis is not because of Migeh the Boi Shosi, but because the Haggadah is not the Haggadah Shalkiyom. Because the Haggadah is not the Haggadah Shalkiyom. So the Shtag remains as it was before. in the state of Eilim Ikuyeh. Now, so, Bishleim, according to the Loshin thesis, that the reason is why the anamonim in the Reishi is because of Bige. So then the Machleik is between Rav Meir and Rabbanon is a bad question as to whether the Mige prevails against the Chazoke of Malvei Guvei Loi Machtim, or it does not prevail. But according to thesis Adalosh, that here it's not on the basis of Mige. Why not? On the ratio of the Mishnah is not on the basis of Mige. Because it's Mige B'mokei, Moki Moki Meidim. So it couldn't be on the basis of Mige. So why does the ratio of the Mishnah say in the morning? That's because there is Agor the Shem Shaltiyum. Because the Shtar, before the Agor of the Eidim, it was a Shtar Shem Mikoyim. So it has to become Mikoyim through the Agor. And the Eidim in effect say the Shtar is any Mikoyim, it's a Chas Rebao. So it's Agode, Shem Yishol Kiyom. So then the question arises, so what's the Pshat in Rameya? What's the Pshat in
Rameya?
According to Rashi, the reason is why the Rashi in the Mishnah says that the money is because inasmuch as the Shtar is in Mikuyim, so it's not Nechka Redusei, and it's not Nechka Redusei, so it can be Chizor Mayim. So the Anem of Mitira say this. So why, so what is the Machlokes between Rameya and Rameya? What is the machlokes? And then, according to Teisus Adalosh, the reason is why in the Reishe, the anemonim, is because then the Agode is the Agode Sheir Shalkiyum. So again, what is the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rabbanon? What's the pshat in Rav Meir? Now what does Teisus say here? Pavlov. Mal v'gufe mirek daik, u Rabbanon afunil v'alpe lo yahweh. Dibinon sheik chvosei visifei vikashres tidamunu vishneichnu. What is this one? Yes?
There seems to be some sort of vague havu, you know, that even if they wouldn't be considered witnesses, still by virtue of the fact that they saw this incident, the passing of the money, the passing of the shtar, they should be able to testify later.
So?
So he's answering,
the
no, they can't because...
That's the pshatnu.
In Tosfos.
Yeah, but there's a pshat in Humar, like this. But in Humar, Rameya. So in other words, why does Rameya say that they're in the morning? Why aren't they in the morning? When they say that the Anusim Moyina, that the Absurid is Moyina. Why?
Because if they would be in the morning to apostle up, they can't be in the morning to apostle up, because at the beginning they were apostle. And we have a part that Bolshevsky also from apostles as possible.
So you're explaining Rameya or you're explaining Chachamim?
No, but Rameya.
Rameya. But this is mentioned that they're going to Chachamim.
Well, this is why the Chachamim don't say that way.
All right, fine. So, but what does Rameya say? What does Rameya say? Why are they in on the money? Why are they in on the money? Why? Why are they in on the money? So it seems from the thesis here, the little thesis, now this thesis apparently is not in harmony with the thesis, because that thesis, now we have seen that there are two machines in this. One thesis says that the reason is why the racial mission says in the morning, by is because it's not a godish of Kiyu. And another page says that the reason is why the ratio of the Mishnah says Harimonim is because it's immediate boy shock. So the thesis here Bafutes they call to the Shite that it's based upon Midi. But this thesis, the Ramaschal Malve Guva Bidek Daik apparently accords with the Russian thesis that the reason is why the ratio of the Mishnah is Nemonim. The Anemonim is because it's not a Agode Shokir. Now, so what do we say? We say, Horeidim Shomu Ksav Devenu Ze, Avolonissim Oyinu, Ktanem Oyinu, Psoleides Oyinu, So Areinu Nemon. Then Nemon. If they say what? Anusim Oyinu Machmas Nifoshes. Or they say Psoleides Oyinu. Why are they Nemon if they say Anusim Oyinu Machmas Nifoshes? Why? Because the Estesa says, But if they say Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momei, then We say even the Reisha that Eino Nemonim, right?
Yes.
Eino Nemonim. Why? Because Eino the Meisi, Eino the Meisi Matzme, Eino the Meisi Matzme Roshe. And according to Teis Ves, what does it mean, Mr. Roshe? That a dibur whereby you make yourself into a Roshe is Sheker. So the question is, all right, the dibur whereby you make yourself a Roshe is Sheker. But the Haggadah in its entirety is not Haggadah Shalkiyo. After all, this Shtar requires Kiyum, so it has to be authenticated by the Eidim. And what do the Eidim say? That it's authentic or not authentic? No, it's not a valid Shtar. Kiyum means that the Eidim must validate the Shtar. They must say that the Shtar is a good Shtar. But what do they say? They say, Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momen. So that means the Shtar is a Chasper Be'alme. Truly, Dibur whereby you make yourself into a Roshi Sheker. But the Haggadah in its entirety alleges what? That the Shtar is not Shtar. So what Kiyum is like it? So what the Pshat? The Pshat is, true, the Haggadah, the two Diburim together, when we combine the two Diburim, they say, the Haggadah consists of two Diburim. One Dibur is Ksavetah, the other Dibur is Anusim Oyinu Machmas. So true, the combination of the two Diburim together, the Haggadah in its entirety of both Diburim, Paul alleges that the Shtar is no Shtar. He's not after the Shalkiyum. But if we were to say Palgino Dibur, to reject one Dibur and accept the other, in other words, accept the Dibur of Ksavgeri Muze and reject the Dibur of Anusimo Yimu Machmas Momi, so then we'll have only one Dibur. What Dibur? Of Ksavgeri Muze. Ksavgeri Muze by itself, he's after the Shalkiyum. Ksavgeri Muze plus Anusimo Yinu Machmas Momein is not Agode Shalkiyum. But Ksavgedeinu Huzeh by itself is Agode Shalkiyum. So Memele, if they say Anusimo Yinu Machmas Nefoshes, so we have no Yechore that the Dibur whereby they made themselves in, that one Dibur is Sheker. We have no, if they say Anusimo Yinu Machmas Nefoshes, or they say Ktanu Yinu, so we have no Yechore that the second Dibur is Sheker. So if we have no Yehoche, the second Dibur is Sheker, then we have no right to say Palgino Dibur, why should we reject one and accept the other? When can we say Palgino Dibur, if one Dibur is Sheker, or part of one Dibur is Sheker, and the other is, might be true, so then we say Palgino Dibur. But if we have no Yehoche that one Dibur is Sheker, if both Diburim can be emes, we best has no right to reject one and accept the other. You see? So Memele, if they say, Ksav Yedeinu, say, Avraham Usimo Yinu Machmas Nefoshes, they do not make themselves into Rishoyim, so we have no Yehoche that the second Dibur is Sheker, both Diburim could be emes. So we have no right to say Palgino Dibur. Why should best say Palgino Dibur when there is no proof that one Dibur is Sheker? So Meile, we can't say Palgino Dibur, so we have to consider the whole Haggadah of both Dibur. The whole Haggadah of both Diburim alleges what kind of Haggadah? Haggadah Sheino Shalkiyum. So Meile, Shtar remains a Shtar Sheino Mikuyim. However, if they say Anusimo Yinu Machmas Momein, so the second Dibur we know is Sheker. Because that's the Shite, a Dibur whereby a person makes himself into a Roshe is Sheker. So the second Dibur of Anusim Yinu Machmas Momen, we know is Sheker. The first Dibur, we have no Yehoche that is Sheker. So we may, if we know that one Dibur is Sheker, so we reject that one Dibur, we say Palgino Dibur, and we accept the other Dibur of Ksav Yedeinu Zeh. Ksav Yedeinu Zeh, so we have only the Dibur of Ksav Yedeinu Zeh by itself. The Dibur of Ksav Yedeinu Zeh by itself. He's the Haggadah Shalkiyum. You see, that's why they say Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momen, so in the morning, and the Malveh can collect. Now, so the mayor comes and says, if they say Ksav Yedeinu, they say, Avo, Psureidis Oyinu, so Malveh Gufeh made a Gdayik Umechad Machad. So they say themselves, we did Chasmeh Deshtam. We chasmen the star. And who told us to chasmen the star? The Rebbe told us to chasmen the star. And the Alvoye is emes. We saw the Alvoye. But we walk right in them. We are psuleides. We walk down in them. But they say now, when they say Ksabi, they mean say Avol Ktani Moyinu, Psuleinus Yinu. So they say, but Alboye was Emes. The Alboye took place. So they testify what? They testify that
they testified that
there was a good Alboy, right? They testified that there was Alboy. So we know that there was at least a Milvalpe. How do we know that there was a Milvalpe through their own Agode, right?
We know it's possible.
Yeah, 1 second. We know that there was a Milvalpe. No, not only possible. We know that there was a Milvalpe. How do we know there was a Milvalpe? Because they themselves say
there was a
you knew. In other words, we did Chassid and Shtar, the leader told us to Chassid and Shtar, but Psuleid is a Yinu. So they testify now that there was Alvoy. But they say the Chassidus HaShtar was B'Psul. So it's not a Milve B'Shtar, they say. But they say there was a Milve, they say now that a Milve Alpe there was. So it is established that there was a Milve Alpe. If it is established there was a Milve Alpe, so then we have a Yechoche that the Dibur of Psuleides HaYinu is Sheker. Why? Because we have an Umdene that Malve wouldn't be Machti Meidin, wouldn't give away his money, and a Shtar that he wouldn't be able to collect. Now why was he Machti Shtar? Why? For what purpose was he Machti Shtar? He was Machti Shtar in order to collect from Nechosim Mishibot. Because since so far as Nechosim Nechirim is concerned, he doesn't need any Shtar. And then secondly, this price obviously must have reference to a shtar that contains an explicit provision for collection from the Chosim Shabbat. Because Rav Meir, the Afloy pointed out, because Rav Meir in Gomitzia says, the shtachiv shein b'yachai is nechosim, v'oim b'ovat shein givim chosim mishabodim, ala afil mechosim mechir in here. Rav Meir said it in Gomitzia. So in other words, so if the shtar does not contain an explicit provision for gvir from the chosim shibodim, so he cannot even be gvir from the chosim chel. So obviously, and here we have a mayor. So here we are dealing with what kind of a shtar? A shtar that contains an explicit provision for collection from the chosim mishibodim. So why did he make him such a shtar? Why? Because he wanted to be given from the Chosim Shibodi. Now the question is, here they didn't themselves say how where there was. So the Malve gave $1,000 to the Levi as a loan. But they also say he was machting them while they were psulim. So 1 second. Now how would a person be so stupid as to give away $1,000 and be machting made him psulim? He knows if he's machti made him sulim, he will not be able to collect, and the person does not like to throw away money. So it's a raya that this dibur of slaves is a shekha. So mele it is just as in the case where they say Amrusim Ayinu Machas Mame. Why does Rachom Vachom say in the Maskone that if they say Amrusim Ayinu Machas Mame, so then they are in on the money? Why? But the question was, but the Agode in its entirety is not Agode Shel Kiyum? The answer was, through the Agode in its entirety is not Agode Shel Kiyum. But one Dibur we know is Sheker. How do we know that one Dibur is Sheker? Because a Dibur whereby a person makes himself into a Roshe is Sheker. So Memele, that Dibur we reject. We know he's Sheker, so we reject. So we say Pogino Dibur. So which Dibur remains? The Dibur of Tzavidinu is there. Tzavidinu is the Dibur of Tzavidinu is there by itself. Is Agode Shel Kiyum. It's both Tiburim together do not constitute Agode Shel Kiyum. But the first Dibur of Tzavidinu is there by itself, is Agode Shel Kiyum. But if we have no Yechoche, then the second Dibur is Sheker, then we cannot say Pogino Dibur. But if we have a Yechoche, that the second Dibur is Sheker, so then we say Pogino Dibur, we reject the second Dibur, we accept the first Dibur, and the first Dibur by itself is Agode Shel Kiyum. That's the reason as to why, in the case where the Eidim say, Anusim Oyinu Machas Monein, Ksavideinu Uzev, Anusim Oyinu Machas Monein, so Einum Nemonein, what does it mean Einum Nemonein, the Malve can collect. We do not believe the second Dibur, but the first Dibur, we do believe. Why? Because the first dibur by itself is Agodesh Okiyum. And both diburim together are not, do not count as Agodesh Okiyum. But the second dibur we reject. Why do we reject the second dibur? Because we have a Yechoche that is Sheker. Because, so does it make any difference how we know that the dibur is Sheker? As long as we know that the second dibur is Sheker. So Rav Meir says, even if they say, so we also have a Yechoche that the second dibur is Sheker. Because they themselves say that our voyah did take place. In other words, in effect they say three diburim. When they say Ksav Yedeinu Uzeh, Avol Stanu Mo Yinu Psu Eres Yinu, so they say three diburim. First of all, they say Ksav Yedeinu Uzeh, right? Second, they say Ktanu Mo Yinu Psu Eres Yinu. The third dibur is, but Avol did take place, you see. Dalvoye did take place. So they say that Dalvoye did take place. So it is established that there was a Milvalpe. That there was Dalvoye. If there was Dalvoye, so we have a Choche. Then the second Dibur is Sheker. Why? Because he gave away, there was Dalvoye, so the Malva gave away his money. How would he give away his money on the basis of Edim Psulim? One second. So it's a raya that this dibur of Ktanim Ayinu Psulei, they say, you know, Ishekeah. If we know that this dibur is Ishekeah, so it is just as if they said, Ksav Yedeinu Uzeh Val Nisim Ayinu Machas Mamein. So we know, in such a case, we know that the second dibur is Ishekeah, so maybe it's Valgin on dibur, eh? So we consider only the first dibur, and the first dibur by itself is Avodeh Shalkiyu. That's why Rav Meir says, that even if they say, Ksav Yedeinu Uzeh, Avodeh Ktanim, so is in the morning. Why in the morning? In the same way as in the case where they say Anusim Inu Machas Momen is in the morning. Why is in the morning? In the case where they say Anusim Inu Machas Momen. Because that Dibu Anusim Inu Momen, we know we Sheker. So we reject that as verbiage. And we only consider the first Dibu. The first Dibu by itself is Akodeh. Is that going to kill him? So here too we have to reject the second Dibur. Because the same Eidim who say Ksav Yedeinu Uzeh, Avot Tanei Yedis Eyinu Ptsil Yedis Eyinu, they also say, but the Halvoyah did take place. So we know there was Halvoyah. If there was Halvoyah, so then it's impossible that the Malve should be Machti Eidim, should throw away his money. So what is that for? So that proves that the dibur of Tanimo Yinu Psuleides Yinu is Sheker. Because if it's MS that they were Tanim, so the Malve wouldn't have given away the money. And they themselves established, testify now, that they did give them away the money. So that's the Tam of the Meir. So then Tesis explains, so what is the Tam of the Rabbonon? So Tesis says, no, because the Rabbonon, the Rabbonon, they say, that we have no Yechoche, that the dibur of Ktanim Ayinu Psul Eides Yinu is Sheker, because maybe it is Emes. But then you'll ask, how is it Emes? How would the Malve allow the execution of a shtar that is signed by Psul Eides? A Malve does not like to throw away money. So the answer is, maybe there was no Alvei at all. How do we know there was Alvoye? Now, how do we know? Because the Eidim themselves say now, Alvoye there was. But what do they say? The Alvoye was in our presence. When? When we were Ktanim. So in other words, so they themselves say that the rear of the Alvoye was before. So can we accept such a Avodah? No! They themselves say, we saw Alvoye while we were Ktanim. And Alvoye is, that it has to be Tchilose V'Seifei V'Kashres. So here they say in effect that the Ria was not V'Kashres. If the Ria was not V'Kashres, so they themselves say, our Hagodeh to the Alvoye is not a good Hagodeh. Our Hagodeh to the Alvoye is not a good Hagodeh. So it's not a good Hagodeh. So we cannot accept that Hagodeh. In other words, you see, the third dibur. Now, actually, you see, Rav Meir says that there are three diburim, right? One dibur is Ksav Yedeinu Uzeh. The second dibur is Tanim Ayinu Psulei Yedis Yinu. The third dibur is, but we saw the Alvoye. So what does Rabbi say? Inasmuch as they say in the third Dibur, we did Alvoye. We did Alvoye. So there was Alvoye. If there was Alvoye, so it's a raya that they weren't Ktanim or Tzuleides, because if they had been Tzuleides, the Malve would not have allowed them to sign such a shtar, because that would mean that he just threw away his money. He wouldn't be able to collect. Oh, so there are all the raya arises from the fact that we assume that there was Alvoye. But how do we know that there was Alvoye? They say there was Alvoye. But they say that the Alvoye they observed when Tzulim. So it's like Lidvarecho Akmato. So it's like Lidvarecho Akmato. One who says this Gayati Bailov and Akmi. So himself, so where an aid says that I have known Emunas Amayedes, so that Eides cannot be accepted. When they say in the third Dibur, the Alvoye did take place. But they said it did take place before our own eyes, while we were Psoeides. So in other words, so they themselves say that they real the Alvoye was. So can we accept this Rie? No, we cannot accept this Rie. So Mimele, we have no Yechoche that the Dibur of Tanim or Yinu Psoeides and Yinu Yishekeh. If we have no Yechoche that the Dibur of Tanim or Yinu Psoeides and Yinu Yishekeh, so we cannot say Palgin and Dibure. When can we say Palgin and Dibure except the Dibur of Sadidin with it and reject the second Dibur? Only if we have Yechoche, the second Dibur of Shekeh. As for example, in the sixth of Yodin with it, Avalanusimoyino Machmas Momeno. Avalanusimoyino Machmas Momeno. So then we know, so the second Dibur is a Dibur whereby they make themselves into Rishoim, so you know we check out. So maybe we reject it as verbiage, so we have left which Dibur? The Dibur Tzadeinu Zeh, Tzadeinu Zeh by itself is Agodesh Okim. But if we have no Yechoche that the second Dibur is Shekeh, then we cannot say Palgin and Dibur. Then we have to consider the Agodesh in its entirety. Now, so what did Rav Meir say? Rav Meir said that here we have, that even not only in the case of Tzadin, Ksav Yudei Luze, Avalanu Simoyinu Machmas Momen, do we have a Yechoche, that the second Dibur is Shekeh. But even in the case where they say Ksav Yudei Luze, Avotanu Moyinu Psulei Deseinu, we also have a Yechoche, that the second Dibur is Shekeh. Why? Because they say Avotanu Moyinu Psulei Deseinu, but our Boya did take place. So Mimele, if we know that Avoya did take place, so then we also know, we can deduce that the Malve wouldn't have allowed Ktanim or Psuleides to sign the Shtar. So Memele, we know that a second Dibur is Shekeh. In a second Dibur is Shekeh, so we are left with the first Dibur, and the first Dibur by itself is Akodeh. So if we know that a second Dibur is Ishaker, so Memele Rav Meir says, Einemonim Lepreslei, why? Because we have only the first Dibur, Dagol Eshakiyu. So the Chachomim come and say, no, we have no Yechoche that the second Dibur is Ishaker. How do we know the second Dibur is Ishaker? By virtue, because we assume that Alvoye did take place. How do we know that Alvoye did take place? Because they say now. But they say that they observed our way while they were pursuing. So it's Lidvarecho Kovamato. They covered them away this. Just as the Gemara says, the Yvonne is Lidvarecho Akumato. They made this Akum. So here, too, they say, we did see our way. But they say, we did see our way when? No. While we were pursuing. And there is Aloha that the rain is only Nemon. We can only be Mikado that the God of rain is the Rie and the Agode was Mikashres. Now here they say, now we are sharing, we are faking. But at that time when we observed our way and we are craving, so they themselves say that the Triloso was not Mikashres. So they themselves say, in the third Dibur, they say that what? That the Agode is no Agode, is not the valid Agode. So in other words, so that Agode, that Dibur, in which they say that they observed the Alvoye, is not to be considered. So maybe there was no Alvoye. And if there was no Alvoye,
So he couldn't be machtim, because what does the Malve care if he is machtim, Edim Sulim and Ishtar, when no Alvoya took place? The Malve wouldn't allow Psulim to sign on Ishtar if the Alvoya did take place, because that would be to his detriment. But to allow the Edim to Chasman Ishtar when no Alvoya took place, then the Malve might allow. So we have no Yechochet, the second Dibur, Ishekeh. If we have no Yechochet, the second Dibur, Ishekeh, it could be Emes, we don't know. But as long as we have no Yechochet, the Ishekeh, we cannot say Palgim Dibur. When can we say Palgim Dibur if we know that one Dibur Ishekeh? So then we reject the second, and we accept the first. But if we have no Yechochet, the second Dibur Ishekeh, so then we cannot say Palgim Dibur. If we cannot say Palgim Dibur, we have to consider the Agode in its entirety. The Agode in its entirety is Agode Sheinu Shel Kiyum. That's why they say no. That's why they say Nemonim, the Rabbanan. Nemonim, in other words, it remains, it is to be treated like Ishtar Sheinu Nikoyev. Oh, so now the question, so the question arises, so what is the time of Rameyah? What is Rameyah Yisraelit and the Aloche of Kloser Yisraelit B'Kashres? Rameyah holds that only the Agode has to be B'Kashres. That is in Poshut, I mean, there is no Tanel, there is no Mandoma in Bubasre who should be Chilek and Devin. Now this halacha, of course, we see the cashless that is...